Based on Mitzvahs, Yeshiva Sukkah. The Ochel, the Shosa, the Yoshin, and the Kayo, the Darba Sukkah, the Yeshiva Sayo, and beyond and below. The Darba Basin. That's the following. So this. Ochel, the Shosa, the Shane, the Sukkah, the Yeshiva, and beyond and below. So what's the difference between the following and the base? Between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, they're two separate mitzvahs of Sukkah. One is I have to act with the Sukkah. One is a general mitzvah, one is a specific mitzvah. I have to act with the Sukkah in the same way I act with my own house. And that implies many things. V'chol shivas yomim, he says, Oso adam es beiso arayv es sukkah keva. Ketzer. You bring in the furniture, you bring in the couch, you bring it, you just treat it. That's mitzvah number one. Separately, there are certain things that it's also to do outside the sukkah. Achila shtiya v'shena. Why? These are the things that determine where a person is kavua. Achilas keva, shtiyas keva, and shena. The moment I do that outside the sukkah, I'm a vato biyodayim, the keva of the sukkah. So if the mitzvah is to make the sukkah into my mokum kavua, anything I do that establishes another keva, another kvius, it's mevatel, the mitzvah of making my sukkah's keva. On the other hand, every activity I do in the sukkah, if someone comes into the house, I say, come, we'll talk. In the sukkah, it's a mekayim a mitzvah. Every activity in the sukkah is a mitzvah. However, I can talk to a person outside, because that's not a ma'aseh kviyus. And if I talk to this person outside the sukkah, I'm not mevatel the kviyus of the sukkah. I have to make the sukkah mokum kavua, and there's certain activities which are indispensable for making a mokum kavua, but there's a general halacha to treat it like my house. Okay. Now, achilas arai is mutter outside the sukkah because there's no kviyus to it. Now, says the end, says the Rambam. Mashenogim lahokil achshav b'sheinu, shein yesheinu b'sukkah. What about sleeping in sukkah? Sleeping in sukkah is when the Gemara talks about being in sukkah, the Gemara calls Yeshenim Tachta, ain't you? Shein is Mochoma. It's even a Shein is Arai. I have to do only in sukkah. I do a Shein is Arai outside of sukkah. Shulah used to daven at it. It was a big problem. It used to be a drosha of very boring, a very poor person. Could put anyone to sleep. So first night sukkah, I had to. It was a yontif, so I had to force myself during the rain right at the time, so I doze off. But on sukkahs, when he would speak on yontif, it would, because even a shein es arai is also outside of sukkah. So, on one hand, Shein is Mochomer. On the other hand, Mashnogam Lahokal Achshav B'Sheinu, the Ramah, the Machaber doesn't say it. Now, Yisrael is never a minute to sleep outside of a sukkah. However, where the Ramah lived in Krakow, and they didn't sleep in sukkah. Mashnogam Lahokal Achshav B'Sheinu, Shane Basuka Rak Hamadak to give a mitzvah. Yet Shoma Mishum Tsino. Too cold. It's mitzvah. The halacha mitzvah. We'll get to the halacha mitzvah. The Yesh Tsar Lishum Bukomas Hakarim in the cold climates. Linere, he says something else. Mitzvah Suka Ishubeso. Ish Ishto Kedel Shudar Kolashona. Sleep in bedroom. Husband and wife sleep in the same bedroom. And when they had public sukkahs, it was impossible to sleep there. So therefore, sleeping was in the house. Now, here you have a very so the Taz asks a question, serious question. Let's say here in Eretz Yisrael. It used to be that I had a sukkah in the front, on my front porch, and I had a sukkah in the back of our side yard. Problem with my front porch is there was a time there was a big hangout, and you had all the riffraff from all over Yerushalayim would sit down there and do everything, play music till 3 o'clock in the morning. For me to sleep in sukkah was a mitzvah. So, halach is, if you have a sukkah that you cannot do achila shtiya v'sheina there, so then sukkah Mordechai says sukkah is possible. So here was a sukkah that I couldn't do sheina. The question is, can I eat in that sukkah? So then the Taz asks the question, the obvious question. The Mordechai said, this halacha is in the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, on the other hand, where the Mordechai was in Germany, he says, we don't sleep in sukkah, it's cold. So therefore, the sukkah, the Mordechai ate in Germany, he couldn't do achila shtiya v'sheina, so how does he bring both halachas? The answer is a very simple answer. What is a dearest arai? Here in Eretz Yisrael, in a warm climate, Adir Sarai means Achila Shtiya V'Sheina. When the Mordechai was in Germany, where it's very cold at night, it can snow, Sukkah's time, Sukkah's late, so Adir Sarai is Achila Shtiya, not Shein. You can't sleep outside there. So in a place where Achila Shtiya V'Sheina is part of the definition of a dearest arai, it has to be roy for all dearest arai. Achila shtiya v'sheina. But in a place where it's not possible to have a dearest arai, was for sleeping, for instance, in a cold climate, so then the definition of dearest arai is only achila shtiya. That's what the Mordechai is saying. Now, of course, here in Eretz Yisrael, or anywhere in the Sun Belt. If you, from Los Angeles, for instance, I lived in Los Angeles, I was there 3 years for sukkahs. So, the heter of tzina doesn't apply. And so, one's mechuyev to sleep in sukkah. There's no heter here. Eretz Yisrael not to sleep in sukkah. There's a whole, when I was living in Los Angeles, there was a Jew who used to come from New York every year to Los Angeles, because in New York he felt it was a shaila who was Yotze, sleeping in sukkah. And so he would come to Los Angeles. The question is, was one mechuyev to do that? The answer is no. Why not? He was living in New York, get in the plane, come to Los Angeles, sleep in sukkah. So what gave him the head to stay there in New York, where it was very cold? Answer is very simple. There's a halach of mitztayer poto min sukkah. Mitztayer is, let's say, it's raining out. Well, let's say, in the Gemara talking here, there's an unbelievable heat wave and the sun is beating down, it's impossible to stand the sukkah. It's potim and asur. Because it has to be teshu ke'en toduru. You have to live in it as you would live in your house. If the specific circumstance that you're in the sukkah means you pick up and leave your house, so then you're a mitzvah, it's potim and asur. That's one type of mitzvah, while you're in the sukkah. The second type of mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch says that if, let's say you're in the sukkah, it begins raining, or you're about to begin your meal, it's raining, so you eat in the house. Then the rain stops. He says, you're not mechuyev to interrupt the middle of the meal and go down to the sukkah. It's a mitzvah. What does that mean? There are two types of mitzvah. The mitzvah of getting to the sukkah, mitzvah while you're in the sukkah. So if the rain stops, so then you can go down to the sukkah. But it's a tircha to pick up the meal, move the meal downstairs. So there it's a mitzvah of getting to the sukkah. So here, if I have my normal home in New York, and in order for me to get to a sukkah, I have to go to Los Angeles. So that's the mitzvah in getting to a sukkah. Now, in mitzvah, there are two separate definitions of mitzvah, which is very important. There are a lot of ramifications. There is, for instance, all of a sudden, I'm in the sukkah. And for instance, my sukkah, there's a manhole in my yard, which is off the sukkah. And once every 2-3 years, someone throws something into the sewage and it backs up and the sewage backs up and there'll be a horrible smell. So, if that would happen on Sukkot, thank God it's never happened. So then, if I'm outside in the Sukkot, I have a horrible smell. So then, I go inside, I close the windows, close the doors, put on the air conditioner, and I don't smell it. That's so. What is the gedder then? If there's a circumstance that you are in, that it would be so uncomfortable if you were in your house, you pick up and leave, and because you wouldn't be able to be there, so you can leave the sukkah. Because teishu came to the room, you have to act, it's your house. That's one halach. There's another halach. That when it rains, there's no shame sukkah. It's not a sukkah. That's why in rain, there's an objective rule, shetisuch hamikpeh, that if there's enough water falling in, when does it lose the shame sukkah? Not if I would have a drip from my ceiling that I pick up and move from my dining room to the kitchen. No. That's like everything else. That is, if the water coming down will ruin the food. So then it loses the shame sukkah. Says, okay, this idea of losing the shem sukkah, the Gros says very clearly. There's once a story that the halacha as follows: that if on the during the year, during the week of sukkahs, I have an option. I can be in sukkah, or if I just want to eat potato chips all day and not do anything, I just want to, then I don't have to be in sukkah. Except the first night is a chiyuv gomor to eat in sukkah. What's a halacha if the first night it's raining? So halacha is, so here there's big machlokes rishonim, whether you have to be in the sukkah or you don't have to be in the sukkah. For the first kezayis. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, what do? You make kiddush in the sukkah. eat a kazayas in the sukkah, and I go up and eat the rest of the meal in the house. It's about the first kazayas, the machlokas yishonim, and the mitzvah's doraisa. So you eat in the sukkah, to be yotzei doshitas. But then you're mitzvah, after that, the mitzvah of laila rishona is gone. So what do? You go up, so you're a mitzvah, you go up to the house. One sukkah, when my grandfather, Zichron Levorcha, was Rav in a city in Russia, it was raining the first night. So, we do, Shukhrach says, you make Kiddush in the Sukkah. You don't make Leshe B'Sukkah because it's a Suffolk with the Yechaya, with the Yotzi Mitzvah Sukkah then. And they ate the meal up in the house. And then the family went to sleep. Around 2 o'clock in the morning, goes to my Rebbe Zichron Levracha, wakes him up and says, it stopped raining, let's go down. Because it's Suffolk whether we Yotzei the first Kazayas. And now it stopped raining, so we'll be Yotzei of the other Rishon. So my Rebbe Zichron Levracha answered him, no, we don't have to. Why not? Halacha is, let's say, it's time to go to sleep and it's raining. So you go to sleep in the house, and then the rain stops. So you don't have to leave your bedroom, go out to the sukkah. That's a mitztayer. He says, Mimonavshech, if mitztayer is chayav in the first night, so we're yotze. If mitztayer is part in the first night, I'm sleeping in my bed now, it's mitztayer to go sit down and get a kazayah. It's in the sukkah. So my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, said, no. If you take a look in the Gra, everyone is of the opinion mitztayer is chayiv the first night. What's the machlokas? Whether it has a shem sukkah when it rains. So what's the situation now? It's a suffolk whether it had a shem sukkah, then it didn't have a shem sukkah. Machlokas rishon. But now it stopped raining, so it has a shem sukkah. And everyone is of the opinion that a Messiah is chayiv in the first night. So you have to get dressed, go to, get out of bed, and go down and eat in sukkah. Take a look in the, because he said there are two types. There is a type of Messiah that's the Mevatel L'Shem Sukkah. That's one thing. He said, that's the Machlokes Rishon. Yes, no. And then there's a Messiah of getting to the sukkah, not the sukkah while you're in the sukkah. That's not Mevatel L'Shem Sukkah. That's Sefer Halach. First night, Mitzvah is Chayav. Yes?
The Mitzvah that's Mevatel L'Shem Sukkah is specifically rain or
any time? It is clearly rain. The Parshas of the Mordechai is that if I, on an individual way, cannot deal with it, that, for instance, let's say a person, as a result of corona, loss of sense of smell. It's a bad smell. So, therefore, and there's a horrible smell. The Pashto says that if the normal human being would not be able to be there at all because of the bad smell, so loses the shame sukkah. Okay, now this person decides, listen, one of the side benefits he happens to have now is he lost his sense of smell. So therefore, no, but if it's loses his shame sukkah, so it's not a sukkah. On the other hand, the opposite. Let's say there's a person who is very sensitive to certain smells. For him, he cannot be there, but the normal standard person can be there. He's not going to lose his shame sukkah. And therefore, he won't lose the shame sukkah. In the case of rain, is a different halacha. There's an objective definition of when it loses the shame sukkah.
So by subjective, he'll be able to eat there also. Or
doesn't... First night, it goes like this: if first night The halach is, everyone says mistar is chayev, but just a question, whether when it rains it's sukkah, so if an objective way, it loses, one normal human being wouldn't be able to be there, it also, that's the same shayla, that would be the same shayla, according to those Rishonim. Okay. Now, this year that there's an overwhelming number of people who are thinking of going back to Chutz Loretz for sukkahs. So I was thinking, no one asked me because it's an obvious portion, you should do it. It's not so simple. Because if you have your home in New York, you want to know to go to Los Angeles, Shaiva Mitztayer, getting to the sukkah. But if you have a Mokum Kavua now, but you want to change your Mokum Kavua from here to the United States, where, and then it's going to Shaiva with the Yotze Mitzvah Sukkah, when you sleep in sukkah, I'm not so sure. Yeah, it's a shayla that has to be asked. So if you go to a place where you can sleep in sukkah, so there's less of a shayla. But if you want to go to the northeast of the United States, so it ain't so simple. Okay, and this is just to be more over the issue rather than to pass on the shayla. Since I'm hearing all these plans. No, people were not sophisticated enough in Hilchos Sukkah to even ask the Shaila. So I'm making you sophisticated enough to figure out there is a Shaila. Okay. That is... Now. Kol Shivas Hayomim. All 7 days. Kori Velome B'toch HaSukkah. Okay, what is this? That normal behavior, but if you have to concentrate, and it's difficult to concentrate in the sukkah because of whatever reason, then you can go into the house. Okay, now. He says another thing. Let's say you're sleeping in sukkah, and it begins to rain. So you have to wait to the shear of ruining food, or you go in right away. So here we said, if the shear is when, according to some Rishonim, loses the shame sukkah, but if it is when a normal person's not going to sleep if it's dripping on his head. Okay. Bracha. Here we have a massive, massive, massive machokas. I'll outline it now, because it is something that affects everyone. We'll begin now to analyze it. We'll finish next week when we take up Hilchos Lulav. When do you make a bracha? Rambam says, whenever you walk into the sukkah, you make a bracha. So, and the Gra Parsons like that. Was according to the Rambam, anything you do in a sukkah is a kema mitzvah. And on that kema mitzvah, you make a bracha. Now, here you have to understand where the Rambam's coming from. According to the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos Halacha Beis says Kishem Shemavorchin Al Hahanoa VeAchakach Nenin Kach Mavorchin La Mitzvah Achakach Osin. According to the Rambam, there is never a bracha on a mitzvah that's not before. Never such a thing. It's just like eating. Agar Sastri, who disagrees with the Rambam, says, what's the difference? Why do I disagree with the Rambam? Says, if I take an apple, I'm going to eat the apple, it's also to eat an apple without a bracha. Also lanos v'olam azeh b'li bracha. So the bracha is matir, the apple, for me to eat. So, if I eat it without a bracha, it's an avera. So I don't have the matir. He says, but that's not the true thing in mitzvahs. In mitzvahs, I just have to attach the bracha to the mitzvah. Attach the bracha to the mitzvah. It just has to be connected to the mitzvah. So I can do the bracha while I am doing the mitzvah. In the middle of the mitzvah. Or immediately after the mitzvah. And that is the Shita Satosis. Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam in Masvik Lo Avdei Hashem said a very interesting thing. And he doesn't mention that he's explaining his father's position, but it is. He says, just like every physical hanoah needs a matir, before I eat an apple, before I drink something, I have to be matir it. So too, any hanoah ruchni requires a matir. Says it black and white. Now, Tosis disagrees. And this has countless ramifications in Hilchas Brachas in general, and specifically in Mitzvah Sukkah. Tosis and Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes is a problem. You pick up the lulav. When do you make a brach? So the halach is kol mitzvahs over la'asiyosa. Over la'asiyosa. What does over la'asiyosa mean? The Rambam says immediately before. If I have an apple, I don't have to eat the apple immediately before. I make the brach immediately before I eat the apple. No. But when you do a mitzvah, it has to be mechusa one ma'isa. For instance, you put on tefillin on your armor in the morning. So, over la'asiyosa means tefillin can't be on the table. It has to be on your armor, not on your arm, ready. You will, and one pull less than tying it on. That's over la'asiyosa. If it's on the table, it's what we call over the over. It's before. It's too far away. So the question is, when do you make a bracha? If the lulav and esrog are on the table, it's too far before. It's in your hand, you're already out to the mitzvah. So what do you do? So Tosa has a bunch of explanations. One is you have the esrog upside down. But then Tosa says, no. The bracha doesn't have to be before the mitzvah. In the middle of the mitzvah, Tosa says. So therefore, Tosa says, you pick up the esrog. It's not only just the initial picking up is the mitzvah. The continued holding of the lulav and esrog is the mitzvah. Brings a raya for that. Okay. So what do you see from Tosa's? That you can do it in the middle of the mitzvah. Now here, the Rambam says, before I am mekayim any mitzvah, I must make a bracha. And it's also to be makayim a mitzvah, but without a bracha. So according to the Rambam, any time I go in to the sukkah, let's say I have some company, I come in, I say, let's go in the sukkah and talk. It's a mitzvah. Before I makayim the mitzvah, so I have to make a bracha. Rambam says, when do you make the bracha? Before you sit down. Why before you sit down? Leishiv in sukkah doesn't mean sitting in sukkah, it means staying in sukkah. Because you have to do something kavua. If you're standing, that's not kavua. Sit down. Now, so that's the Shita of Rambam. Tosus says two separate things. He says, first of all, comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, no. the mitzvah is to be koveya myself in sukkah. So when I do something that's koveya myself in sukkah, I make a bracha. And the ikik kfiyas in sukkah is eating in sukkah. So therefore, you only make a bracha on an achilas keva. It means a motzi or mazonos, a certain amount of mazonos. So that is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, in understanding of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, there is a massive, massive machlokas between the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. So, and in general, Psak Halacha. The Gra here in Shulchan Aruch is Doch Rabbeinu Tam and passing like the Rambam. Then you have to make a bracha every time. He says, you go into the sukkah. He says, he quotes Tosis, and he says, V'das harif for Harambam, that you make a bracha all the time is the ikish, is it? Okay. Now, what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, for instance, let's say, and I have a very convenient sukkah. I go, I'll eat breakfast in my sukkah, and I'll stay there whole time until lunch. Do I make a second bracha or not? Or did Rabbeinu Tam say that, for instance, when he says, you make it on eating and not in sleeping. But let's say, I have a meal, and I stay in my sukkah, and I go to sleep. When Rabbeinu Tam, that's clear. But let's say I leave, I go to my roof, I come back and I go to sleep. So on that, you make a bruch. So that depends on the havona of Rabbeinu Tam, that is long taz and long morgen avram, and a big shaila and poskim, exactly how to define when you make the bruch. We'll begin that in the Yitzhak Shembli Neder next week. And then we'll also go on to various inyanim hilchos law of an esrog.